Astandas.
Let us pray.
Siyabonga Nkosi ukuthola leli thuba lokuba ngalolu suku lokuphetha kwalonyaka sihlangane ngalindlela.
Thank you, Lord, for this opportunity that on the last day of this year we can gather like this, closing this year.
Sicela ukuthi ube kanye nathi.
And we pray that you would be with us.
Usebenze ngomangaliso, likhazimulise igama lakho elingcwele.
Work in a marvelous way that your holy name may be glorified.
Amen.
Amen.
Ngalo lolu suku lokugcina kulonyaka, ngithanda ukukhuluma ukufunda ngokukaMathewu isahluko sesibili.
On this last day of this year, I'd like to read from Matthew chapter 2.
Kusukela evesini lokuqala.
From the first verse.
UJesu esezelwe eBethlehem laseJudiya emihleni emihleni kaHerod inkosi. Beka kwafika izazi eJerusalem zivele empumalanga. Uphi lo ozelwe eyinkosi yabaJuda na? Ngokuba sibonile inkanyezi yakhe kwelasempumalanga, size ukukhuleka kuye.
After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born king of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him."
Ivesi leshumi nantathu esahlukweni sesibili. Sezimukile bheka ingelosi yenkosi yabonakala kuJosefa ngephupho ithi vuka. Uthabathe umntwana nonina ubalekele eGibhithe. Uhlale khona ngize ngikutshele ngokuba uHerod uza kumfuna umntwana ukuba ambulale, ambhubhise.
Verse 13, when they had gone, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. "Get up," he said, "take the child and his mother and escape to Egypt. Stay there until I tell you, for Herod is going to search for the child to kill him."
Verse 16, khona uHerod esebonile ukuthi izazi zimphambile, wathukuthela kakhulu, wathumela wabulala bonke abantwana besilisa baseBethlehema nasendaweni yonke yangakhona abaminyaka mbili nangaphansi njengesikhathi abesibuzisile kuzo izazi.
Verse 16, when Herod realized that he had been outwitted by the Magi, he was furious, and he gave orders to kill all the boys in Bethlehem and its vicinity who were 2 years old and under, in accordance with the time he had learned from the Magi.
Kepu Herodi esefile, beka ingelosi yenkosi yabonakala ngephupho kuJoseph eGibhithe. Yathi vuka uthabathe umntwana nonina uye ezweni lakwa-Israeli ngokuba sebefile ababezingela ukuphila komntwana.
Verse 19, after Herod died, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt and said, "Get up, take the child and his mother, and go to the land of Israel, for those who are trying to take the child's life are dead." Today is the last day of this year.
Sikhumbula ukuzalwa kukaJesu nokuphetha kwalonyaka.
And we remember the birth of the Lord Jesus and the closing of this year.
Evesinle shubnantato kuthwa sesimukile. Beka ingelosi yenkosi yabonakala kuJosefa ngephupho ithi vukuthabatha umntwana nonina ubalekele eGibhithe. Uhlale khona ngize ngikutshele ngokuba uHerode uzakumfuna umntwana ukuba ambhubhise.
In verse 13 we read, when they had gone, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. Get up, he said, take the child and his mother and escape to Egypt. Stay there until I tell you, for Herod is going to search for the child to kill him.
Vesle shubnestu pakono Herode seboni lukuti izazi zimpambile. Watukuthela kakhulu, watumela, wabulala bonke abantwana besilisa baseBethlehem nasendaweni yonke yangakhona. Abaminyaka embili nangaphansi, njengesikhathi abezibuzisile kuzizazi.
And then verse 16, when Herod realized that he had been outwitted by the Magi, he was furious and gave orders to kill all the boys in Bethlehem and its vicinity who were 2 years old and under, in accordance with the time he had learned from the Magi.
Namhla sikhumbula ke usuku lokugcina lwalonyaka.
Today we remember, we celebrate the last year, the last day of this year.
Nezwi lengelosi ithi kuJosefa thatha umntwana nonina shona enzansi eGibhithe ngoba unkosi ufuna ukubulala umntwana.
And the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph and said, take the child and his mother and escape to Egypt because Herod is going to search for the child to kill him.
Konu Herode esebonile ukuthi izazi zimpambile, wathukuthela kakhulu, wathumela kubala, wabulala bonke abantwana besilisa baseBethlehem nasendaweni yonke yangakhona, abaminyaka mbili nangaphansi, njengesikhathi abesibuzisile kuzizazi.
But when Herod, verse 16, realized that he had been outwitted by the Magi, he was furious, and he gave orders to kill all the boys in Bethlehem and its vicinity who were 2 years old and under, in accordance with the time he had learned from the Magi.
Ivesi leshumi nashiyagalolunye, uHerode esefile beka ingelosi yenkosi yabonakala ngephupho kuJoseph eGibhithe yathi vuka uthabathe umntwana nonina uyezweni lakwa-Israyeli ngokuba sebefile ababezingela ukuphila komntwana.
And verse 19, after Herod died, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt and said, get up, take the child and his mother, and go to the land of Israel, for those who are trying to take the child's life are dead.
Namhla sithanda ukubukeza indaba kaJesu lapho uHerode esebulala bonke abantwana baseBethlehem nangakhona.
Today we'd like to have a look at the matter concerning Jesus, where Herod gave orders to kill all the boys in Bethlehem and its vicinity, those who were 2 years old and under.
UNkulunkulu ekhuluma kuJosefa thabatha umntwana nonina shona enzansi eGibhithe.
And God spoke to Joseph and said, take the child and his mother and escape to Egypt.
Balekele eGibhithe, uhlale khona ngize ngikutshele ngoba uHerode uzakumfuna umntwana ukuba ambhubhise.
And stay there until I tell you, for Herod is going to search for the child to kill him.
Lapho uJesu esefikile,
When Jesus had come,
uSatan waqonda ukumbhubhisa khona lapho.
Satan wanted to immediately right there destroy him.
Kodwa ingelosi yathi Josepha thatha umntwana nonina shone nzansi eGibhithe.
But the angel said to Joseph, take the child and his mother and escape to Egypt.
Esefikile uJesu, uHerodi wafuna ukumbulala.
Jesus having come, Herod wanted to kill him.
Uma usumtholile uJesu, isitha siyofuna ukumbulala.
If you have received the Lord Jesus, the enemy will want to destroy him.
USathane azame ukubhubhisa uJesu empilweni yakho njengokuba uHerode befuna ukumbhubhisa uJesu eBethlehem.
And the enemy will make every effort to destroy the Christ child in your life as Herod wanted to kill Jesus at his birth.
Ingelosi yabonakala kuJosepha ngephupho yathi, vuka uthabathe umntwana nonina ubalekele eGibhithe uhlale khona ngize ngikutshele ngoba uHerodi uzakumfuna umntwana ukuba ambhubhise.
An angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. Get up, he said, take the child and his mother and escape to Egypt. Stay there until I tell you, for Herod is going to search for the child to kill him.
Uma usumtholile uJesu, uHerod, umfanekiso kaSatan, uzofuna ukumbhubhisa uJesu wakho enhlizweni yakho.
If you have received the Lord Jesus, Herod, who is symbolical of Satan, will want to destroy the Lord Jesus in your heart. Be careful of that. And take note of that. I want us to have a careful look at it.
When
Jesus had come, in other words, those in Bethlehem had received him, Herod, symbolical of Satan, searched for him to destroy him and to kill him.
Never forget that. When you have received Jesus, Satan will do everything to destroy your Jesus.
Ungakhohlwa nanini lokho. Uma usumtholile uJesu, uSathane uzozama konke okusemandleni ukuba ambhubhise uJesu wakho.
That's why we've got to watch and pray, because the devil is out to kill your Jesus.
Yikho kumele ukuba silinde, sithandaze ngoba uSathane ufuna ukumbulala uJesu.
UNkulunkulu wayesekhuluma kuJoseph, thatha umntwana nonina shone eGibhithe ngoba uHerod ufuna ukumbhubhisa.
And then the Lord spoke to Joseph and said, take the child now and his mother and escape to Egypt, for Herod wants to destroy him.
Anoqonda uma senimtholile uJesu ukuthi isitha esingusathane umfanekiso waso uHerod ufuna ukumbhubhisa.
And always remember that if you have received the Lord Jesus, the enemy, Satan, and Herod are here, a representative of him, wants to destroy him.
The Bible says if you've accepted Christ, watch and pray.
IBhayibheli lithi uma somamukela uJesu, linda uthandaze.
Because the devil is out to destroy the child Jesus in your life.
Ngoba uSathane uhlosile ukuba ambhubhise, ambulale uJesu empilweni yakho.
That's why watch and pray, because your adversary is going around like a roaring lion. Don't think when you receive Jesus, everything is finished. That's only the beginning. The devil will try everything in his power to destroy Jesus in your life.
Ulinde uthandaze ngoba uSathane isitha sakho sihamba njengengonyama ibhubesi elibhodlayo lifuna ukumgwinya uJesu empilweni yakho. Ungacabanga ukuthi usumtholile uJesu sekuphelile, kuse isiqalo sendaba.
UJesu izingelozi sezimukile, yabonakala kuJesu ngephupho. Vuka uthabathe umntwana nonina ubalekele eGibhithe uhlale khona ngize ngikutshele, ngoba uHerod uza kumfuna umntwana ukuze ambhubhise.
When the angels had gone, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. Get up, he said, take the child and his mother and escape to Egypt and stay there until I tell you, for Herod is going to search for the child to kill him.
Mntwana kaNkulunkulu, uma usumamngela uJesu, lalela, qaphelisisa. UNkulunkulu uthi uSathane uzozama ukuthi ambhubhise uJesu wakho.
And if you've received the Lord Jesus, you need to be careful. You need to be alert, because God warns you that Satan is going to come and he'll want to destroy the Christ child in your life.
Lapho sathokoza ngokumthola uJesu, isitha esingusathane sizoma ngenyawo siqonda ukumbulala uJesu osumtholile.
When you still rejoice about receiving the Lord Jesus into your life, the enemy Satan is going to stand on his two feet and do his utmost to destroy him.
Besathokoza ngoJesu ngokuthola umntwana. UJesu wathi, Joseph, Tatu Maria, nomntwana, shone kibite, ngoba uHerod ufuna ukumbulala uJesu.
They were still rejoicing about receiving this child. And immediately the Lord said, Joseph, take the child and his mother Mary and escape to Egypt. Herod wants to kill him.
Lapho sathokoza ngokuthola uJesu, uSathane uzoma ngenyawo njengoHerod azama ukuthi ambhubhise.
And when you still rejoice about having received the Lord Jesus into your life, Satan is going to stand up on his feet like Herod did at that time and do his utmost to kill him.
Besathokoza ngokuzalwa kukaJesu, uHerod umfanekiso kaSathane wazama ukumbhubhisa uJesu wakhe.
They were still rejoicing about the Lord Jesus having been born, and Herod, symbolical of Satan, came and he wanted to destroy him.
Kusho ukuthi uma usumtholile uJesu, woqonda ukuthi uSathane uzoma ngenyawo efuna ukuthi abulale uJesu wakhe.
So understand this, if you've received the Lord Jesus into your life, Satan is going to do his utmost to come and to destroy him.
Ingelosi yakhuluma kunoJosepha, thabatha umntwana kanye nonina shone kibite, uHerod ufuna ukumbhubhisa.
The angel spoke to Joseph. Get up, he said. Take the child and his mother Mary, escape to Egypt. Herod will want to search for the child and destroy him.
Kusho ukuthi wena mntwana kaNkulunkulu, uma usumtholile uJesu, usathokoza ngobumnandi ngokumthola uJesu, uSathane uzoma ngenyawo njengoHerod ezama ukumbhubhisa.
So when you have just received the Lord Jesus, you still rejoice about the wonder of your salvation, then immediately Satan will come like Herod
and you'll go all out to kill him.
Usathokoza ngokumthola. Nangu Herod umi ngenyawo. Uthukuthele ufuna ukumbhubhisa uJesu wakho amqede.
You still rejoice. And right there is Herod, symbolical of Satan. And he's there. He's furious and angry. He wants to destroy him.
Kodwa ngomusa kaNkulunkulu Jesu, wathi Joseph, Tatu Maria, ingane, ushone kipite, nangu Herodo ngumfanekiso kaSatan, ufuna ukubhubhisa uJesu.
But by God's grace, the Lord came and spoke to Joseph and said, take the child and his mother and escape to Egypt. Behold, here is Herod, symbolical of Satan. He is going to search for the child to kill him.
Usathokozwa ngokuthola uJesu. Nangu Satan ngoHerodi usefuna ukumbhubhisa. Lalela mntwana kaNkulunkulu. Uma usumtholile uJesu, linda. Thandaza. Bekisisa. Ukuba uHerodi angamtholi umntwana ambhubhise.
You still rejoice about having received the Lord Jesus. But now take note, child of God. Watch and pray. Be on your guard. Be alert. For Satan is going to search for him to destroy him.
Usathokoza ngokumthola uJesu. Kumnandi ukumthola uJesu. Kodwa qaphelisisa nangu uSatan ngoHerod. Usefuna ukumbhubhisa ambulale.
You're happy about the fact that you've got received Jesus into your life. It's wonderful to receive him. But watch out. Close by is Satan. Herod, he wants to kill him.
Wena mntwana kaNkulunkulu usamtholile uJesu. Usathokoza. Nangu uSathane. Emi ngezinyawo ngoHerod. Efuna ukumbhubhisa uJesu wakho.
You rejoice about having received the Lord Jesus into your life, but watch out, nearby is Satan. He's ready to come and search for him to kill him.
Ingelosi yabonakala kuJosefa, thatha uMaria nomntwana shone eGibhithe. UHerodi ongumfanekiso kaSathane. Ufuna ukumbulala uJesu wenu.
The angel appeared to Joseph and said, get up, take the child and his mother and escape to Egypt because Herod, symbolical of Satan, is going to search for him to kill him.
Uma umtholile uJesu, kumnandi, kuhle, kodwa qaphelisisa, bekisisa, ulinde. Ngoba uSatan isitha sethu sihamba njengekhonyame ebhodlayo sifuna ukumbulala uJesu wethu.
If you've received the Lord Jesus, it's so wonderful, it's sweet, but watch out, be on your guard, be ever so alert, because Satan is going about like a roaring lion and he wants to devour him.
Ingelosi yenkosi yathi vuka Joseph, thabatha umntwana nonina ubalekele eGibhithe uhlale khona ngize ngikutshele ngoba uHerodi uza kumfuna umntwana ukuba ambhubhise.
The angel said to Joseph, get up, take the child and his mother and escape to Egypt and stay there until I tell you, for Herod is going to search for the child to kill him.
Kuthi lapho besathokoza ngokumthola umntwana. Ngokumthola uJesu, uSathane ubeseyimi ngenyawo efuna ukumbhubhisa eBethlehema.
They were still rejoicing about having received the child, but right there, Satan was ready to come and destroy him in Bethlehem.
Uma usumtholile uJesu, usathokoza, thokozisa ubumnandi ukuhlangana noJesu. qaphelisisa bekisisa linda ngoba nangu satani njengo Herod ufuna umntwana ukuthi ambhubhise.
You still rejoice about the wonder and the sweetness of salvation having received the Lord Jesus into your life, but watch out, be alert. Satan is there, like Herod at that time, ready to come and kill him.
Ingelosi yabonakala kuJosefa, Josepha, qaphelisisa, bekisisa. Nangu Herod, nangu Satan, ufuna ukubulala uJesu wakho. Usathokoza, usezo bumnandi. Nangu Satan, usefuna ukuthi abulale uJesu wakho.
And the angel warned Joseph whilst they were still happy about having received the Lord Jesus. And he said, watch out, there is Herod, symbolical of Satan. He's going to search for the child to kill him. Joseph wasn't asleep. He was alert. And he obeyed. He took the child, and he took the child's mother, and he escaped to Egypt. And Jesus escaped in that way. And all of you who have received the Lord Jesus need to understand this, that Satan will come and stand on his feet like Herod did and do his utmost to kill him in your life.
Ingelosi yathi, Joseph baleka. Shonenzanse kibite. O Satani, o Herodi, ufuna ukumbhubhisa.
And the angel said to Joseph, Joseph, get up now, escape, flee to Egypt, run, because Herod, symbolical of Satan, is going to search for the child to kill him.
Koshukuthi nina enimamngela uJesu, qaphelisisani, nibhekisise, nilinde, nithandaze, ukuba uSathane angamtholi umntwana ngoba ufuna ukumbulala.
So all of you who have accepted the Lord Jesus, who have received him, be alert, be ever so watchful, be on your guard, for Satan is going to go all out to destroy him.
Ngenhlanhla ngomusa kaNkulunkulu, uJosefa waba indoda kaNkulunkulu, wavuka wathabatha uMaria nomntwana.
By God's grace, Joseph was a man of God, obedient. He got up immediately. He took the child and Mary, and he fled to Egypt. It helped him to obey. And Jesus was saved, his Jesus, because Herod was already on his way to come and destroy him.
Lalelisisani nina enimamngela uJesu. Lapho samamngele, lapho sezo ubumnandi bokuhlangana naye, uSathane uzoma ngenyawo ngoHerode ufuna ukumbhubhisa uJesu wakho. Uma ungalindanga, ungafelwa inkosi yakho.
All of you who have received the Lord Jesus, listen very carefully that Satan will go all out, just like Herod did, to come and kill the Christ child in your life. And if you have not been watchful, he can die in your life.
Kuyinto ebuhlungu leyo, usathokoza. Uyajabula ngokumthola uJesu, kanti nangu uSathane usefuna ukumbhubhisa.
And it's a painful thing. While you're still rejoicing about receiving the Lord Jesus into your life, right there saying,
wathi Josepha baleka, nangi sitha sakho uHerod ufuna ukubulala umntwana.
And the Lord said to Joseph, Joseph, flee to Egypt. Here is your enemy Satan. He wants to kill him.
Qaphelisisa. Bekisisa. Linda. Uthandaze ukuba uJesu lapho sumamukele ungalali ubuthongo. Ukwenze lokhu uNkulunkulu akushoyo. Ubalekele eGibhithe ukuba uHerod angamtholi umntwana wakho uJesu ambubhise.
So be careful, be watchful, be alert. Don't be asleep spiritually, but obey God, lest Satan gets hold of Jesus in your life and kills him.
Kuyinto enkulu, into isimanga. Uma umuntu ehlangana noJesu, into emnandi leyo, into enkulu, khona ukuthokoza ezulwini.
It is something great. It's marvelous. When a person receives Jesus into his life, there is joy in heaven.
Kodwa uqaphelisisa, isitha, uHerod, ufuna ukumbulala.
But be careful. The enemy, Satan, like Herod, wants to kill him.
Indaba ebuhlungu le uma usumthola uJesu, uthokoze uzobumnandi, kanti nanku Herod useyambulala.
It's a painful thing, tragic, when you still rejoice about having received the Lord Jesus into your life, and then Satan succeeds in killing him. Herod succeeds.
Ngokulalela kutka Josepha, ngokuqaphelisisa, ngokulinda, ngokuthandaza, ngokulalela uNkulunkulu, wasinda umntwana uHerod akamtholanga.
But because of Joseph's obedience, because of his being watchful and praying and being obedient, Jesus was saved and Herod did not succeed.
Kusho ukuthi kumele ukuba sithokoze, sijabule. Naku Josepha, sithi Josepha wenze kahle ukuba ulalele uNkulunkulu, uqaphelisise lapho ekhuluma nawe. Ukuba ungasho nje kuyiphupho nje, kodwa ulalele. Thatha umntwana, Tatunina, Shone Kipite, Uguta, Uguba, Asinde, Kuherot.
And so we need to rejoice, and we need to be glad, and we need to congratulate Joseph and thank him and say, thank you for being a man of God and being obedient. You didn't just say it was just a dream, but you were obedient, you took the child and Mary, and you escaped to Egypt.
Wonke umuntu okhona emhlabeni noma kusiphi isizwe noma ngaphezulu noma ngaphansi komhlaba akaqondisisi uma usumtholile uJesu uSathane ngoHerodi ngeke achithe isikhathi uzofuna ukumbhubhisa uJesu wakho.
Let every man on the face of the earth realize this. And take note of this. If you've received the Lord Jesus, Satan will waste no time to come and destroy him.
Ungasho ukuthi ngenxa yokuthi usumtholile uJesu, sekwenele usungaphumula, kuyilapho kufanele ukuthi uqaphelisise, ulinde, uthandaze ukuba uSathane angamtholi umntwana. GoHerod.
Don't say when you've received the Lord Jesus, now you can relax, now you can be at on your ease and just relax and let down your guard. Then it's when you've got to be more watchful than ever in your life, because Satan, like Herod, is going to search for him to kill him.
Ukumthola uJesu akusinto encane. Ayikho into enkulu kunaleyo. Ayikho into emnandi kunaleyo, kodwa qaphelisisa. Asifunde kuJosefa. Ingelosi yathi nangu Satan ngoHerod ufuna ukumbhubhisa kuhle ukumthola uJesu. Ayikinto emnandi njengayo, kodwa qaphelisisa ulinde uthandaze. Uma usumtholile uSatan uzozama ngezinyawo ngamandla konke ukuba ambulale, ambhubhise.
It's a wonderful thing. It's a great thing. There's nothing that can be compared to it, to receive Jesus into your life. But be watchful. Let us learn from Joseph. When the angel said to him, Herod wants to kill him, he was obedient, and we need to watch and pray.
There's nothing more wonderful than that a soul meets with Jesus and is saved. That's the greatest thing that can happen in this world. But when they were still enjoying the blessing of having received Christ, the devil was there to kill the child.
Akukho ukudlula lokho ukuba umuntu amamukela uJesu empilweni yakhe. Kodwa khona lapho uSathane wayekhona efuna ukumbhubhisa.
That's why the devil says, watch and pray. Because your adversary, the devil, is roaming around. He wants to kill the child. He wants to kill your Jesus. It's the greatest thing in this world that a person meets with Jesus and finds Jesus. But what a tragedy when he succeeds in a short time to kill your Jesus. What a tragedy. That's why watch, pray, because the devil is going around like a roaring lion.
Iko iBhayibheli lithi linda uthandaze uSatan uhamba njengengonyama ebhodlayo efuna ukugwinya lo mntwana. Kumnandi kumthola uJesu kodwa qhaphela. Iko iBhayibheli lithi linda uthandaze.
Isimanga kufanele ukuthi simbonge uNkulunkulu ngoJosefa. UJosefa akashonga ukuthi iphupho nje. Wasukuma, wathatha umkakhe, wathatha ingane, waqonda khona eGibhithe. Ilokho okwaphephisa uJesu wethu.
We need to thank God for Joseph. He didn't say, well, this is just a dream. No, he took steps. He took the child, he took his mother, and they fled to Egypt. And because of that, our Jesus was saved.
If Joseph wouldn't have done that,
uJoseph engakwenzanga lokho,
Herod would have succeeded in killing the child.
UHerod bayophumelela ukubhubhisa lomntwana.
But because of Joseph's obedience, he got up, took Mary, the child, on his way to Egypt. That saved our Lord's life.
Kodwa ngokulalela uJoseph wavuka khona lapho, wathatha uMaria, wathatha umntwana, babalekela eGibhithe. Ikona lokho okwasindisa impilo yomntwana.
The Bible says, watch and pray. Be wide awake. It's the greatest thing to receive Jesus in this world. But know one thing. If you've received Jesus, the devil, like a roaring lion, will go about to kill your Jesus. Beware. Watch and pray. Don't be asleep. Jesus is in danger of being killed in your life.
Kuyamangalisa ukumthola uJesu, kodwa phaphamake manje, ungalali ubuthongo, uJesu wakho usengozini ukuba abulawe ngoSathane.
Ingelosi yathi kuJosefa, Josefa, vuka uthabathe umntwana nonina, ubalekele eGibhithe. Uhlale khona ngize ngikutshele. Thandaza, ukuhlangana noJesu akusiyo into encane. Akukho okukhulu kunalokho ukuthi emhlabeni ukuthi uhlangana noJesu. Kodwa uqonda into eyodwa, uma usuhlangene noJesu, uSathane uzozama ngoHerodi ngamandla akhe onke ukuthi abulale uJesu wakho.
The angel said, get up, take the child and his mother and go to Egypt and stay there until I tell you. How wonderful it is to receive Jesus into your life. But now be alert, be watchful with the knowledge that Satan is going to seek to destroy him, just like Herod did here.
We can thank God for Joseph.
Singambonga uNkulunkulu ngoJoseph.
If he wouldn't have obeyed, the devil, through Herod, would have succeeded in killing our Jesus. What a tragedy would that have been! There's no greater thing in this world than that a person receives Jesus Christ. But what a tragedy if the devil should succeed in killing him.
Bekumele ukuba simbonge uNkulunkulu ngoJosefa, ngokulalela kwakhe, ngoba ngokulalela kwakhe uSathane akaphumelelanga, kodwa bekuzodabukisa kangakanani uma ngabe uSathane ngoHerod wayephumelele ukumbhubhisa uJesu, futhi kuyadabukisa kangakanani uma iphumelele empilweni yakho ukumbhubhisa.
We should all thank God for Joseph and praise God that Joseph was a man to hear and to be obedient. When God says, take the child, take Mary, down to Egypt, if he wouldn't have done it, just imagine what would have happened. The devil would have succeeded through Herod to kill the child.
Bekumele ukuba simdumise uNkulunkulu ngoJosefa ukuthi wayengumuntu olalelayo lapho etshelwa eyalo uNkulunkulu, vuka manje ubalekele eGibhithe. Wakwenza, cabanga ukuthi bekuzodabukisa kangakanani ma engalalelanga.
There's no greater thing that can happen in this world than that a person meets with Jesus and accepts him, receives him. But what a tragedy if the devil in a short time succeeds in killing him.
Akukho okudlula lokho ukuba umuntu wamamukela uJesu empilweni yakhe. Asikho isimanga emhlabeni esikhulu kunaleso, kodwa kuyadabukisa kangakanani uma emva kwesikhashanyana nje uSathane aphumelele ukumbhubhisa.
The greatest thing that can happen in your life is that you meet with the Lord Jesus and that Jesus comes into your life. But friends, then the battle only starts. Then you've got to watch and pray, because the devil is going around as a roaring lion to kill your Jesus. And just imagine what would have happened, what a tragedy, if Joseph wouldn't have obeyed God and the devil would have succeeded in killing Jesus.
Ayikho into enkulu njengaleyo ukuba umthole umntwana uJesu empilweni yakho. Kodwa cabanga nje futhi uma ngabe uJosefa wayengalalelanga bekuzodabukisa kangakanani nga uHerod ephumelela kulokho.
We can even thank God for Joseph. If he wouldn't have been a man who obeys God, Jesus could have been killed within a few hours. What a tragedy would it have been for mankind if the devil would have succeeded through Herod to kill Jesus.
Singambonga uNkulunkulu ngoJoseph ukuthi ubengumuntu olalelayo. Cabanga nje bekuzoba isehlakalo esingakanani bekudabukise kangakanani kuso isintu uma ngabe uHerod bezophumelela ukumbulala uJesu.
The greatest thing that could have happened in this world, that Jesus came to us. But if Herod, because of the devil, would have succeeded in killing Jesus, just think what a tragedy that would have been to all mankind.
Akukho okukhulu kunalokho kwenzekile emlandweni womhlaba ukuba uJesu azalwe kodwa cabanga ukuthi bekuzoba into edabukisa kangakanani kusisintu sonke uma ngabe uHerod bephumelela ngayo uSathane kumbulala.
We can thank God for a young girl like Mary, but we can thank God as well for a young man. He wasn't so young, but for a man like Joseph, when God spoke to him, he didn't waver, he didn't waste any time. When God says, get up, take your wife, take the child, go down to Egypt, if he wouldn't have obeyed, just think what could have happened. The devil, because of Herod, could have killed our Jesus within a few hours of his coming into this world.
Singabonga uNkulunkulu ngentombi enjengo Maria. Kodwa futhi singabonga ngensizwa njengayo uJosefa noma ngabe ubengesemusha kangako beyindoda kodwa ke wayindoda elalelayo lapho uNkulunkulu emtshela emyala wasukuma khona lapho wakwenza lokhu uNkulunkulu amyale ngakho. Cabanga uma ngabe uHerod beyophumelela ukumbulala uJesu.
We can thank God for a young girl like Mary living that kind of life, that God could entrust her to be the mother of Jesus.
Singambonga uNkulunkulu ngoMaria intombi nto ukuba uNkulunkulu amnikeze lo mthwalo lo msebenzi ukuthi kube uyena ozozala uJesu.
Truly, she was blessed.
Impela wayibusisekile, wayibusisiwe.
Amongst all the young women in the world, to be entrusted to be the mother of Jesus.
Emantombazaneni onke umhlaba ukuba yena wakhethwa ukuba abe ngumama, abe ngunina wenkosi yethu.
How I wish that our young girls would be like Mary.
Ngifisa kangakanani ukuthi amantombazana ethu bengamfuza uMaria.
Having lived that life Mary lived.
Baphila impilo leyo wayiphila uMaria.
No wonder that God entrusted her to be the mother of Jesus.
Akumangalisi ukuthi uNkulunkulu wamkhetha ukuba abe ngunina kaJesu.
I wish that we would have more young girls living the life Mary lived.
Kwangathi bese ngaba namanye amantombazane aphilayo leyo mpilo kaMaria.
But I thank God for a man like Joseph. Joseph, what a man. If he wouldn't have been God-fearing, if he wouldn't have been an obedient servant of Jesus Christ, Christ could have been killed within a few hours after his birth.
Kodwa futhi ngiyambonga uNkulunkulu ngendoda efana noJosepha uma ngabe wangesiyena umuntu omesabayo uNkulunkulu umuntu omlalelayo uNkulunkulu uJesu bezobulawa nje isikhashanyana esezele emhlabeni.
Would that more girls be like Jesus, like Mary? How wonderful that would have been. But at the same time, we need more men like Joseph. If it wouldn't have been for Joseph and his obedience, we could have lost our Savior in a short while.
Siyacela noma siyafisa ukuthi kwangathi bengabakhona amanye amantombazane anjengo Maria. Kodwa ngaleyo ndlela futhi siyadinga amadoda amanye afuzayo uJoseph. Uma ngabe bengamlalelanga uNkulunkulu ngesikhashanyana nje ubezubulawa uJesu silahlekela umsindisi.
It's good. Mary was a wonderful girl. Would God grant that we have more of that kind?
Yebo, kuyamangalisa uMaria wayintombi emangalisayo kwangathi bese ngaba namanye amantombazana anjengaye.
But how marvelous that God found a girl like Mary.
Kodwa kuyamangalisa ukuba uNkulunkulu wayithola intombazane intombi njengoMaria.
If we would only have more young girls like Mary.
Kwangathi bese ngaba namanye amantombazane amfuzayo uMaria.
But we can thank God for Joseph. If it wouldn't have been for Joseph and the grace of God in Joseph's life, we would have lost our Savior within a few days.
Kodwa siyambonga uNkulunkulu ngoJosepha. Uma ngabe bengekho indoda njengoJosepha elalelayo mesabayo uNkulunkulu ngesikhashanyana besolahlekela umsindisi wethu.
We need more young girls like Mary. Praise God for the life she lived.
Siyawadinga amantombazana afana noMaria. Siyambonga uNkulunkulu ngempilo ayiphilile.
But we can thank God for Joseph as well. God. Just imagine if Joseph would have said, it's just a dream, doesn't mean anything, and wouldn't have been obedient, the whole world would have lost their Jesus, their salvation, in a short while.
Kodwa singambonga uNkulunkulu ngendoda enjengoJosepha. Uma ngabe ubengamlalelanga uNkulunkulu besho ukuthi hayi bekuyiphupho nje alisho lutho umhlaba wonke ubuzolahlekelwa umsindisi wethu.
May God grant that we'll have more young girls like Mary, but at the same time may he grant us more men like Joseph.
Kwangathi uNkulunkulu angasipha amanye amantombazana anjengoMaria, kodwa futhi asipha amanye amadoda anjengoJosepha.
If it wouldn't have been for Joseph and the grace of God in his life, we would all have lost our Savior in a short while.
Ngaphandle kwakhe uJosepha nomusa kaNkulunkulu empilweni yakhe sonke besolahlekelwa umsindisi wethu.
The devil would have succeeded through Herod to kill him. Just imagine the tragedy. What would have happened if the devil would have succeeded in killing Jesus in a short while after his birth?
ngaphandle kwakhe uJosefa uSathane ubezophumelela ngaye uHerode ukuba ambhubhise ambulale umntwana ungacabanga ukuthi bekuzodabukisa kangakanani uma ngabe bephumelele kulokho.
Would God grant that some we'd have more young girls living like Mary, but at the same time I say young men or men like Joseph.
Siyacela kuNkulunkulu ukuba asiphe amantombazana amanye azomfuza uMaria, kodwa ngaleso sikhathi ngithi uNkulunkulu awusiphe futhi amadoda amfuzayo uJosefa.
If it wouldn't have been for the grace of God in the life of Joseph, our Savior would have been killed within a short time.
Ngaphandle kwa umusa kaNkulunkulu empilweni kaJosefa, umsindisi wethu bezobulawa emva kwesikhashanyana.
Praise God for a young girl like Mary. Would he grant more of that kind? But praise God at the same time for Joseph. Men of God like Joseph, when God speaks, that they get up and do something about it immediately.
Makabonga uNkulunkulu ngentombi njengoMaria, kodwa makabonga uNkulunkulu ngendoda efana noJosefa, indoda kaNkulunkulu. Lapho uNkulunkulu ekhuluma khona lapho uyasukuma, uyalalela, uyakwenza.
If God by his grace wouldn't have done what he did through Joseph, we would have left and the whole world would have lost their Savior. He would have been killed by Herod. Herod would have succeeded.
Uma uNkulunkulu bengakwenzanga lokho akakwenzile ngomusa wakhe kuyena nangaye uJosefa, uHerod bezophumelela ukuba abulale umntwana umsindisi wethu.
Mary was a wonderful girl. If we'd only have more of that kind, living that life of purity and holiness, but at the same time, how grateful we can be that the mercy of our Lord Jesus worked so mightily in the life of Joseph. If God wouldn't have made him such a faithful servant, the whole world would have lost their Jesus in a short space of time.
UMaria ube intombazane emangalisayo, ephila impilo emsulwa, ephila impilo yobungcwele. Kodwa siyambonga uNkulunkulu ngomusa wakhe, wasebenze ngamandla empilweni kaJosefa ukuba ngaye umsindisi wethu aphephe. Uma bekungenjalo, ngesikhashanyana umhlaba wonke ubuzophelelwa umsindisi.
It wouldn't have only been Joseph or Mary who would have lost Jesus, but all mankind.
Bengezoba uMaria noJoseph kuphela babezolahlekelwa uJesu, kodwa isintu sonke.
The devil would have succeeded through Herod killing Jesus in a short space of time, and all mankind would have been damned and doomed forever.
Herod ubezophumelela emva kwesikhashanyana ukuba ambhubhise uJesu, ambulale isintu sonke, abantu bonke emhlabeni bebezongabantu abalahliwe ingunaphakade.
But we have a Jesus today because of Joseph. And remember one thing. If you are not faithful to Jesus, countless people can go to hell, be damned and doomed forever because of your disobedience.
Kodwa namhlanje sino Jesu ngenxa yakho uJosefa. Kumbula futhi lokhu ukuthi uma wena ungathembeki enkosini, abantu abayintibintaha bazofa babheke esihogweni ngakho ngawe.
If we would only have more Marys like Mary, and at the same time have more Josephs like Joseph, if it wouldn't have been for the grace of God in his life and his obedience, the world, the whole world, would have been damned and doomed forever. People would have lost their Christ because of the King Herod succeeding in killing him.
Siyabadinga abanye uMaria, siyabadinga futhi abanye uJosefa. Uma ngabe bengesiwona umusa kaNkulunkulu empilweni yabo, ngabe uHerode bezophumelela ukumbulala uJesu, umhlaba wonke bebezolahlekelwa umsindisi. Balahleke ingunaphakade.
We praise God for Mary. We are sorry that we haven't got more of them. Girls in purity that wouldn't have brought unwanted children into this world. But praise God as well for men like Joseph. If we only would have more of them, if it wouldn't have been for the grace of God in Joseph's life, all mankind would have been doomed and damned forever because Jesus would have been killed by Herod, that godless king.
Siyambonga uNkulunkulu ngoMaria, intombi into wayephila impilo emsulwa kwangathi bese ngaba namanye amantombazana anjengaye, ayintombi into angalethi amavesi andlebe la emhlabeni, kodwa kwangathi singaba futhi namanye amadoda anjengaye uJosefa. Uma wayengekho engamlaleli uNkulunkulu, umhlaba wonke buzolahleka.
If Joseph wouldn't have been faithful, just imagine, can you imagine what would the end have been if Jesus would have been killed by that godless king, Herod? But because of a man in whom the grace of God wasn't in vain, Jesus was saved. Otherwise, he would have been killed by the godless King Herod.
Siyambonga uNkulunkulu ngomuntu onjengoJosefa. Umusa kaNkulunkulu ubengeyize leze empilweni yakhe. Ngaphandle kwalokho, uHerod bezophumelela. Cabanga ukuthi bekuzodabukisa kangakanani.
We need more young girls like Mary. They don't bring unwanted children into this life and into this world.
Siyadinga amanye amantombazana njengoMaria angalethe bantwana ngaphandle komshado la emhlabeni.
Praise God for the grace of God in Joseph's life. If he wouldn't have been obedient, the Savior of mankind could have been killed in a short while.
Kodwa siyambonga uNkulunkulu ngoJosefa. Ngaphandle kwakhe nokulalela kwakhe, umsindisi wethu womhlaba wonke ubuzobulawa emva kwesikhathi, kwesikhashanyana.
That teaches us, if you are not faithful to Jesus, it's not only you that are going to suffer and be doomed. Just think of all mankind that can be damned, doomed forever because of your disobedience.
Lokho kuyasifundisa ukuthi uma wena ungathembeki kuNkulunkulu, akuwena wedwa nje ozobhujiswa, kodwa abantu abanye abaningi intiba intahe yabantu abazobhujiswa ngenxa yokungathembeki kwakho.
UJosefa uJesu wasinda ngokuthembeka kukaJosefa ngomusa kaNkulunkulu owasebenza wabonakaliswa empilweni kaJosefa lapho uNkulunkulu ekhuluma naye. Thabatha umntwana noMaria shone eGibhithe, balekele eGibhithe. Uma kade engalalelanga izwe lonke ngalifile libhubhile.
If it wasn't for the grace of God working in Joseph's life, when the angel said, take the child and his mother Mary and escape to Egypt, if he hadn't been obedient to that, not only they would have suffered, but all of mankind would have been damned.
We need more young girls like Mary, living a holy, God-fearing life, not bringing unwanted children into this world. But at the same time, we need young men like Joseph, whose lives show us that the grace of God wasn't in vain in their lives. When God spoke to them, they got up immediately, they were obedient, and all mankind was saved because of that.
Siyadinga amanye amantombazana njengoMaria aphila impilo emsulwa, angazalela abantwana emakhaya ngaphandle komshado, kodwa futhi sidinga amadoda anjengoJosefa abamesabayo uNkulunkulu, abamlalelayo lapho bayalwa nguNkulunkulu, asukume khona lapho wamlalela. Ngalokho ke uJesu wasindiswa.
UJosefa wamlalela uNkulunkulu.
Joseph obeyed God.
Ngalokho wasinda uJesu.
And through that Jesus was saved.
Luka Herod.
Herod didn't succeed.
Because of the grace of God that was at work in Joseph's life, all mankind gained by it. Otherwise, their Savior would have been killed.
Ngokulalela nokuthembeka kaJosefa, umhlaba wonke wasizakala. Ngale kwalokho umsindisi wabo ubezobulawa.
We need more people like Mary who live a holy life, who don't bring unwanted children into this world, that are not prostitutes, but who live for the Lord in holiness. But at the same time, we thank God for His grace in the lives of young men like Joseph. When God spoke, he was obedient. He got up, took the child and the mother, and went down in obedience to Egypt.
Siyadinga amanye amantombazana anjengoMaria azophila impilo emsulwa engcwele, abantu abangadayisi ngomzimba baphila impilo eshibhile, kodwa futhi siyambonga uNkulunkulu ngamadoda afana noJosepha okhombisa ukuthi umusa kaNkulunkulu ubungeyizeleze empilweni yabo njengaye walalela wasukuma khona lapho wakwenza atshenwe inkosi.
The grace of God wasn't in vain in Joseph's life.
Umusa kaNkulunkulu ubungeyizeleze empilweni kaJoseph.
When God spoke to him, he was obedient.
Lapho uNkulunkulu ekhuluma walalela.
Because of that, Jesus wasn't killed by Herod.
Ngenxa lokhu uJesu wangabulawa uHerod.
Do you know that by your obedience many people can be helped and saved, but by your disobedience many can be doomed and damned forever.
Ukuthi ngokulalela kwakho abantu abaningi bangasizakala ngawe, kodwa uyaqonda futhi ukuthi ngokungalaleli kwakho kanjalo abaningi bangabhujiswa.
We need more young people like Mary living that kind of holy life. But at the same time, we need many men like Joseph, that when God speaks, they are obedient. They get up and do what God tells them to do. And because of that, it's a blessing to all mankind.
Siyadinga amantombazana azofana noMaria, aphile impilo emsulwa, aphile impilo engcwele, kodwa futhi siyadinga amanye amadoda amaningi anjengoJosepha azomlalela uNkulunkulu lapho ekhuluma nabo.
Praise God for Mary and those that live like her. And who are her true children. But at the same time, we praise God for his grace that isn't in vain in men's lives like Joseph. If it wouldn't be for been for Joseph, Jesus could have been killed in a short time. But because of his obedience, Jesus was saved for all mankind.
Makabonga uNkulunkulu ngoJosepha noma ngoMaria nabaphila impilo emsulwa engcwele, kodwa makabonga futhi uNkulunkulu ngabafana noJosepha. Empilweni zabo umusa kaNkulunkulu ungabiyizeleze, kodwa uNkulunkulu ekwazi ukusebenza ngabo bamlalele.
We thank God for young girls that live a life like Mary. At the same time, we thank God and praise him for men that lived like Joseph. Because of their obedience, the whole mankind was blessed.
Makabonga uNkulunkulu ngaba mfuzayo uMaria abaphila impilo emsulwa engcwele, kodwa makabonga futhi uNkulunkulu ngabadoda amfana noJosepha ngayebo noma ngaye umhlaba wonke ubusiseke.
Lalela, ngokuphila kwakho kungasizakala abantu abaningi, ngokungaphili kwakho kungabhujiswa abaningi emhlabeni wonke jikelele. Akabonga uNkulunkulu ngendoda eyaphila njengoJosepha, ngoba lapho uNkulunkulu ekhuluma naye wamlalela.
Listen, through your faithfulness and your obedience, many can be helped. But by your being unfaithful and disobedient, many can be destroyed and doomed and damned in this whole world. And therefore, pay heed when God speaks to you.
We praise God for Mary, the life she lived. If only more young girls would be so pure and live so holy. But we thank God as well for men like Joseph. Through them, all mankind has been benefited and blessed.
Siyambonga uNkulunkulu ngo Maria, kodwa siyambonga futhi ngo Josepha namadoda njengaye ngoba ngo Josepha umhlaba wonke usizakale.
If Joseph wouldn't have been obedient and faithful, the whole world would have suffered because of it.
Uma uJosepha ubengalelelanga, ubengathembekanga, umhlaba wonke ubezohlupheka ngalokho.
We need more young girls like Mary, but we need men like Joseph.
Siyadinga amanye amantombazana anjengo Maria. Kodwa futhi siyadinga amadoda anjengoJosepha.
And remember this, if Joseph would have been disobedient, all mankind would have suffered because of it, because Jesus would have been killed by the godless king, Herod.
Kumbula, uma uJosepha ubengathembekanga, ubengalalelanga, umhlaba wonke ubuzohlupheka ubuzobhujiswa ngenxa yokuthi uHerod beyophumelela ukubulala uJesu umntwana.
Never forget, if you sin, it's not only you that will suffer and your offspring, but the whole mankind will can suffer because of it.
Ungakhohlwa nanini ukuthi uma wena wone akusiwe na wedwa ohluphekayo naba nezukulu zakho kodwa abantu abaningi bayohlupheka ngokona kwakho.
Just imagine if Joseph would have been disobedient and not obedient to God, how the whole mankind would have suffered because of it.
Ungacabanga ukuthi bekuzoba njani uma ngabe uJosepha ubengalalelanga uNkulunkulu umhlaba wonke ubuzohlupheka.
When you sin, it's not only you and your offspring that will suffer. All mankind can suffer because of it.
Uma wena wone akusiwe na wedwa ohluphekayo nabantwana bakho nezukulwane zakho kodwa abantu abaningi emhlabeni bayohlupheka ngalokho.
We need more young girls like Mary, and we need more young men like Joseph.
Sidinga amanye amantombazana njengo Maria, kodwa sidinga amadoda futhi njengo Josepha.
If Joseph wouldn't have been obedient, all mankind could have suffered because of it. And never forget that. If you sin, it's not only you that will die and you that will suffer. All mankind can be cursed because of it.
Uma ngabe uJoseph bengalalelanga, umhlaba wonke ubuzohlupheka. Kanjalo, uma wena wona, akuwena wethu ozobhubha nozofa kodwa abantu abaningi.
Woe to you if you don't live the life Joseph lived. When God spoke, he was obedient. When God spoke, he took some steps because of it. And because of that, our Jesus was kept alive.
Maye kuwe, uma ungaphili impilo efana naleka Josepha. Lapho uNkulunkulu ekhuluma, walalela, wathatha izinyathelo, ngalokho umsindisi wethu waphepha, wasinda.
Friends, if you suffer, if you sin, it's not only you and your offspring. All mankind can suffer because of you.
Zihlobo uma wona akusiwe na wedwa ozohlupheka nabantwana bakho nezukulwane zakho kodwa abantu abaningi emhlabeni.
And all mankind may curse you and say, because of him we lost our blessing. Never forget that. If you sin, it's not only you that will suffer, or your wife, or your children, but many, many of the humankind will suffer and accuse you one day before the throne of God. Don't sin, because not only you will suffer, but uncountable people will suffer because of it.
Futhi bazokalekisa abanye abantu phambi kwesihlalo sokwahlulelwa bathi ngenxa yakhe nathi sabhubha. Uma uwona akusiwe na wedwa nomkakho nabantwana bakho abazohlupheka kodwa abantu abaningi abanye abayintibintahe yabantu futhi bazokumangalela phambi kwesihlalo sokwahlulelwa.
We praise God for Joseph, and that the grace of God wasn't in vain in his life. Because of that, all mankind was blessed. It could have been otherwise. Many could have been doomed and damned forever. If that godless King Herod would have succeeded in killing the Jesus child.
Siyambonga uNkulunkulu ngomusa wakhe empilweni kaJosefa. Ngalokho umhlaba wonke wabusiseka kodwa bekungaba ngenjalo futhi bese ke umhlaba ubuzohlupheka uma ngabe bengalalelanga.
Never forget, if you sin, it's not only you who are doomed and damned, many other people as well. Many people of the humankind will curse you one day and say, because of you, we lost out. But praise God that there was a man like Joseph. When God spoke, he was obedient. If he wouldn't have been obedient, and Herod, that evil king, would have succeeded in killing the Jesus child, can you imagine what it would have been like in this world if Jesus would have been killed?
Uma usenza isono, akusiwena wedwa ozobhubha, akusiwena wedwa ozolahlwa, kodwa abanye abaningi bazolahlwa ngenxa lokho futhi bakumangalele. Cabanga nje bekuzoba njani uma ngabe uJosefa engalalelanga uHerod wayiphumelela ukubhubhisa lo Jesu eseyumntwana.
If you sin, it's not only that you'll be cursed and damned, but there may be tens of thousands that will be in a mess because of you.
Uma ngabe usenza isono akusiwena wedwa ozobhujiswa ozolahlwa kodwa mhlambe inkulungwane neinkulungwane abanye abazohlupheka ngenxa yalokho.
Because of Joseph being God-fearing, walking in holiness, because of his obedience, the whole world didn't lose their savior. He would have been killed by that godless king Herod.
Ngokulalela kuka Josepha nangumesaba uNkulunkulu umhlaba wonke wasizakala. UHerod wayengaphumelelanga ngokubulala uJesu.
Dear friend, when you sin, it's not only you or your children or your home or your family maybe tens of thousands, will be doomed and damned because of your sin.
Mhlobo, sihlobo, uma ngabe usenza isono, akusiwe na wedwa kuphela ozohlupheka nekhaya lakho nomndeni, kodwa inkulungwane neinkulungwane zabantu abayohlupheka ngenxa yesono sakho.
If Joseph wouldn't have been obedient, if he wouldn't have been a real man, you are no man. If God is not real in your life, you are no man.
UJosefa wayendoda isibili, kodwa wena awusi indoda yalutho uma uNkulunkulu engaphili empilweni yakho.
You're not worthy to be called a man.
Awufanele ukubizwa ngaleli gama ukuthi uyindoda.
If you sin, there are countless people who will suffer because of you.
Mawona baningi siyohluleka ukubabala abantu abayohlupheka ngenxa lokho.
The savior of the whole world would have been killed if Joseph had been disobedient. But praise God, the grace of God wasn't in vain in Joseph's life. And because of Joseph, the Savior of all mankind was saved. He wasn't killed by that godless king, Herod.
Umsindisi wabantu bonke ubezobulawa achithwe abhujiswe uma ngabe uJosefa engamlalelanga uNkulunkulu. Kodwa siyambonga uNkulunkulu ukuthi ngomusa wakhe empilweni kaJosefa ngenxa lokho uJesu wethu wasindiswa.
You Christian,
when a
just
corner,
grasp that if you sin, it's not necessarily only you that will be lost and damned, but all mankind can suffer because of it.
Kabanga, ukuthi wena kholwa, uma usenza isono, akuwena wedwa nje ozolahleka, ozobhujiswa, kodwa intiba intahe yabantu emhlabeni abazohlupheka.
If Joseph would have been disobedient, the Lord Jesus Christ would have been killed by the godless king Herod.
Uma uJosefa ubengalalelanga, uJesu bezobulawa lenkosi ebengamesaba uNkulunkulu weHerod.
And what a tragedy that would have been to the whole world, all mankind. So if you sin, remember one thing. It's not only you that are in danger of being damned and doomed forever. There may be countless of people that will curse you one day and say, because of you, we are in this situation.
Kanjalo uma wena uwona akusiwena wedwa ozobhubha kodwa baningi abanye abazolandela lokho ngenxa yakho futhi abazokumangalela.
Because of Joseph's obedience, the life of your Savior was saved.
Ngokulalela kaJosefa impilo yomsindisi wakho yasindiswa.
Just think of the tragedy if Jesus would have been killed by that godless King Herod, if Joseph wouldn't have been obedient.
Ungacabanga ukuthi bekuyodabukisa kangakanani uma ngabe uHerod bephumelela ukumbulala uJesu uma uJoseph bengamlalelanga uNkulunkulu.
If you sin, it doesn't just concern you. It's not necessarily only you who will suffer and be damned and doomed because of it. There may be a great part of mankind who will suffer because of you. Just imagine if Joseph would have been disobedient, whole mankind would have lost their Savior.
Uma usenze isono, akukuthinti nje wena wedwa nje kuphela, kodwa abanye abaningi abantu bayathinteka ngalokho, bayohlupheka ngokona kwakho. Njenganayo Joseph, uma bengalalelanga, cabanga ukuthi ikuphi bekuzokwenzeka.
It's a not a small thing if you sin. It wouldn't have been a small sin if Joseph would have been disobedient and wouldn't have taken Mary and the child and fled to Egypt. It would have been a tragedy. The Savior of all mankind could have been killed by the godless king.
Besengeke sikubiza ukuthi bekuyisono nje sincane ukungalaleli kaJosefa. Uma ngabe bengazolalela besengeke sithi isono esincane kodwa bekuzodabukisa kangakanani.
Dear friend, when you sin, it's not only you who will suffer because of it, or your children, or your family, maybe countless of people. If Joseph wouldn't have been obedient, the Savior of all mankind could have been killed by the godless king.
Uma wone wena, akusiwena wedwa ozobhujiswa kuphela, ngisho nomndeni wakho, nabasekhaya, kodwa abanye abantu abaningi, cabanga ukuthi bekuzohamba kanjani uma ngabe uJosefa ubengeza umlaleli uNkulunkulu.
Never treat sin lightly.
Ungathathi isono kalula.
Because it won't only be you. Countless of people may be affected by that disobedience. Because if Joseph would have been disobedient, wouldn't have fled, our Savior could have been killed by that godless king. So if you sin, beware, or many, many of mankind's people can suffer because of it.
Ngeke kukuthinte wena wedwa, mawusenze isono. Ngiyothinta abanye abantu abaningi, ungakhohlwa lokho nanini.
If God speaks to you, if you're a Christian, obey. Otherwise, the consequences can't be measured by what will happen because of it.
Uma ngabe uzibiza ukuthi uyikholwa, mlalela uNkulunkulu, mlalele ngoba ungamlaleli. Lokhu okuzokwenzeka asikwazi ukukala ukubhujiswa okuyiba khona.
If Joseph wouldn't have been obedient, what could have happened? Jesus could have been killed by that godless king.
Uma uJoseph bengalalelanga, bekuzokwenzeka kuphi? UHerod beyophumelela.
Never treat sin lightly. It's all not only you who can be doomed and damned because of it. Many of mankind. Just imagine if Joseph would have sinned and not obeyed God, the Savior of all mankind could have been killed.
Kodwa baningi abayofa ngenxa yalokho ungalaleli kwakho, ngenxa yokona kwakho, njenganayo uJosefa uma ngabe bengalalelanga.
Mlalele uNkulunkulu. Don't ever treat sin lightly.
Nanini ungasithathi isono kalula.
If Joseph would have done so and been disobedient, just think, the Savior of all mankind could have been killed by a godless king named Herod.
Uma ngabe uJoseph beyothatha kalula ukulalela cabanga ukuthi bekuzokwenzekani uHerod leyo nkosi ingamesabi uNkulunkulu beyombulala uJesu.
When God speaks to you, be obedient.
You
can't afford being disobedient. Just imagine if Joseph would have been disobedient and not taken the child, the mother, and fled to Egypt, what devastating consequences that would have brought about in this world.
Umlalele Nkulunkulu akwazi ukungamlaleli. Cabanga uma ngabe uJosefa ubengamlalelanga uNkulunkulu bekuzokwenzekani emhlabeni ukubhujiswa okukhulu bekuba khona.
If God speaks to you, be obedient. Do what he says. If you don't, you don't know what the consequences will be.
Ma uNkulunkulu ekhuluma nawe, mlalele. Awazi ukuthi kuzokubizani ungalaleli.
If Joseph wouldn't have got up and taken the child and the mother and fled to Egypt, what could have been the consequences?
Yini bekuzokwenzeka?
The savior of all mankind could have been killed prematurely by an evil, godless king named Nebuchadnezzar.
Bekuyokwenzekani uma ngabe uJosefa engamlalelanga uNkulunkulu, wathatha uMaria nomntwana bese ke babalekela leGibhithe, uHerod lenkosi engamesabi uNkulunkulu beyophumelela ukumbulala.
Dear Christian, never forget for the rest of your life, if you are disobedient and you don't do what God tells you, the results may be disastrous. You can't imagine what the end will be. Just think, if Joseph wouldn't have been obedient, mankind would have lost their Savior prematurely.
Noma nanini ungakhohlwa ukuthi ungamlaleli uNkulunkulu kuzokubiza kakhulu. Awukwazi ukukala ukuthi kuzokubizani nokubhujiswa kube khona uma ngabe ungamlaleli uNkulunkulu.
When God speaks to you, be obedient. You can't afford being disobedient. You don't know what the results of that of disobedience can be. If Joseph wouldn't have been obedient, just imagine if that godless king would have succeeded in killing Jesus, what that result, those disastrous results could have been
Mlalele
to mankind.
UNkulunkulu akwazi ukungamlaleli. Kuzokubiza kakhulu ukungamlaleli uNkulunkulu njengalokho uma ngabe uJosefa engamlalelanga uNkulunkulu.
If God speaks to you, be obedient. Don't forget it, Christian, forever. If you are disobedient, it's not that only you will be doomed and damned. Maybe all your offspring, all your family circle, even thousands of people more can be robbed of their blessing because of your sin.
Ungakhohlwa nanini ngokona kwakho akusiwena wedwa ozohlupheka, akusiwena wedwa ozobhujiswa, kodwa ngisho abomndeni, abasekhaya, izukulwane, ngisho nabanye abantu abaningi abayolahlekelwa isibusiso sabo ngenxa yakho nokona kwakho.
If Joseph wouldn't have been obedient, just imagine what would have happened if Jesus would have been killed by that godless man.
Ungacabanga ukuthi bekuzohamba kanjani, bekuzokwenzekani uma ngabe uHerod engamlalelanga uNkulunkulu, uJosepha engamlalelanga uNkulunkulu, uHerod bayophumelela kumbulala uJesu.
Dear Christian, never take sin lightly. Maybe it won't only be your end or your family's end or your relations' end. Maybe thousands will end in darkness and curse you for bringing it about.
Ungakhohlwa nanini ngokungalaleli kwakho akuzohlupheka wena kuphela nomndeni wakini kodwa mhlambe abanye abantu abaningi bazosho ukuthi ngenxa yakho saqalekiswa salahlekelwa isibusiso.
Just think for a moment, if Joseph would have been disobedient, he wouldn't have taken Mary, the child, and fled to Egypt. Remember, can you imagine what the result could have been because of that disobedience?
Ungacabanga nje kwesikhathi nje kancane. Ucabanga ukuthi uma uJosepha bengamlalelanga uNkulunkulu, wangathatha uMaria, wangathatha umntwana, bangabalekela eGibhit, ikuphi bekuzokwenzeka?
Never take sin lightly in your life. It's not that only you can be damned and doomed, but your whole family circle, and maybe many tens of thousands more. If Joseph would have been disobedient and not fled, and the Jesus child would have been killed by the godless king, just imagine what a tragedy he would have brought upon all mankind.
Ungashaye isono ndiva, ungakuthathi kalula, ungakuthathi njengento elula ngoba ngokona kwakho kuzohlupheka wena, umndeni wakho, umndeni wakini, izukulwane zakho nabanye abaningi njengalokho bekuzokwenzeka uma Joseph bengalalelanga.
Never treat sin lightly. It's not only you that can be doomed and damned. Maybe your family, maybe thousands of more people could suffer because of your disobedience. That's why niemand kan dit bekostig om ongehoorsaam te wees. Niemand kan dit bekostig om te sondig. It costs too much. Run away from sin.
Balekela isono. Akwazi ukuvuma ukungena esonweni. Kubiza kakhulu kakhulu.
If Joseph wouldn't have been obedient, can you imagine what would have happened if our Jesus would have been killed by the soldiers of that godless king of Jerusalem?
Uyakwazi ukucabanga nje ukuthi bekuzoba njani uma ngabe uJoseph bengalalelanga uHerod bezothuma amasosha akhe lenkosi ngamesaba uNkulunkulu bese kubezophumelela ukumbulala uJesu.
Run away from sin.
Balekela isono.
If Joseph wouldn't have done it, Jesus would have been killed.
Uma uJoseph bengabalekanga uJesu bezobulawa.
By those godless people.
Ngalaba bantu abangamesaba uNkulunkulu wenkosi uHerod.
Dear friends, never forget. Run away from sin. It won't only bring disaster upon you, your offspring, your family, your relations, maybe many people of mankind will suffer because of you.
Sibalekele isono. Ngokungasibalekeli isono, abantu abaningi abasemdenini nabanye bayahlupheka ngenxa lokho.
If Joseph wouldn't have got up, taken his child, Mary and fled to Egypt, the king, that godless king, Herod, could have killed Jesus prematurely.
Uma uJosepha bengamthatha uMaria nomntwana ngaso leso skhathi babalekele eGibhithe uHerod bezophumelela.
Never treat sin lightly, dear friend and Christian. You don't know what the outcome will be.
Sihlobo isono ungasithathi kalula nanini ngoba awazi ukuthi impumelelo izoba ikuphi.
If God speaks to you, be obedient. Do what he tells you. Because if you don't, you don't know what the outcome will be because of that.
Uma uNkulunkulu ekhuluma nawe, mlalele ngoba awazi ukuthi uma ungakwenzi ukuthi impumelelo yalokho izoba ikuphi.
Joseph, if he wouldn't have been obedient, that Jesus child would have been killed prematurely before he would have escaped to Egypt.
Uma uJoseph bengalalelanga uJesu bezubulawa ngaleso sikhathi bengakwazi ukuthi balekele eGibhithe.
Dear Christian, never treat sin lightly. If God speaks to you, be obedient, because you don't know what the outcome will be of your disobedience.
Mntwana kaNkulunkulu, ungasithathi isono kalula. Uma uNkulunkulu ekhuluma nawe, mlalele ngoba awazi ukuthi impumela yokungalaleli kwakho izoba ikuphi.
If Joseph wouldn't have been obedient, can you imagine what would have happened if Jesus would have been killed by those people, those murderers that shed innocent blood?
Uyakwazi ukucabanga ukuthi bekuzobahamba kanjani uma uJoseph bengalalelanga laba bantu abangababulale bebezochitha igazi laba bechithe begazi bebezombulala uJesu.
That's why you Christian, never, never sin lightly. Because the consequences of that sin are unreachable.
Wena mntwana kaNkulunkulu, ungangena esonweni kalula ngoba leso sono awazi ukuthi impumelelo yaso kuzoba ikuphi, kuba into ongakwazi ukuyiqala.
With Jesus, when God speaks to you, obey him. If you are disobedient, my to you.
MaNkulunkulu ekhuluma nawe, lalele, maye kuwe uma ungamlaleli.
Mlalele uNkulunkulu uma ekhuluma nawe, because the consequences of your disobedience may be terrible.
Impumela yokungalaleli kwakho.
If Joseph wouldn't have been obedient, can you imagine what the result would have been?
Uyakwazi ukucabanga ukuthi impumelelo yokungalaleli kaJosepha bekuzoba yini?
Could Jesus have been murdered by that bloodthirsty throng that came to kill those innocent? Those innocent children.
Bebezophumelela laba bantu begazi bebezofika njengoba babulala lezo ingane ezingenacala bebezombulala noJesus.
Never take sin lightly. Never, never, never.
Ungathathi isono kalula.
Because it's not only you or your family circle that may suffer because of it, but all mankind.
Nanini, nakancane, uthathe isono kalula, akuzohlupheka wena wedwa, kodwa ke abantu bonke emhlabeni.
If Joseph wouldn't have got up and taken Mary and the child and fled to Egypt, just imagine what the result could have been. if Jesus would have been killed because of Joseph's disobedience.
Uma uJosefa ubengasukumanga ngaleso sikhathi wathatha isinyathelo babalekele eGibhithe, ikuphi bekuzokwenzeka? UJesu bezobulawa.
If God speaks to you, obey at any cost.
Niemand
kan dit bekostig om te sondig nie.
Mayikhuluma nawe uNkulunkulu, mlalelo noma ungakubizani ngoba akekho ongakwazi ukuthi angamlaleli uNkulunkulu kubiza kakhulu kakhulu.
Cabanga, just imagine if Joseph would have been disobedient, he wouldn't have taken the child and Mary and fled to Egypt. Just imagine how disastrous that could have been.
Cabanga ukuthi ukubhujiswa obekuba khona uma ngabe uJoseph bengamlalelanga uNkulunkulu wangathatha umntwana noMaria babalekela eGibhithe.
Dear friends, when God speaks to you, be obedient. Niemand kan dit bekostig om ongehoorzaam te wees nie. And it costs a lot. Not only that you'll be damned and doomed because of it, many other people, your family, your relations, and thousands of other people could suffer because of your disobedience.
Mhlobo, uNkulunkulu ekhuluma nawe, mlalele. Ngoba kubiza kakhulu kakhulu, ungamlaleli, akuzohlupheka wena, kodwa abantu abaningi, abomndeni nabanye, bayohlupheka.
If Joseph wouldn't have been obedient, can you imagine what the result would have been? If our Savior should have been killed prematurely.
Uyakwazi ukucabanga ukuthi yini obekuzokwenzeka uma ngabe uJoseph bengalalelanga umsindisi wethu ubezobulawa phambi kwesikhathi.
When God speaks to you, be obedient.
Lapho uNkulunkulu ekhuluma nawe,
niemand kan dit bekostig om ongehoorsaam te wees nie. Nobody in this world. If God speaks, do it at any cost. Because you'll regret it for all eternities to come. If you are disobedient, if you don't do what God tells you to do.
Uma uNkulunkulu ekhuluma nawe, mlalele. Ngale kwalokhu uzoyisola inguna phakade ngokungamlaleli uNkulunkulu.
To make a long story short,
ukufinqa indaba,
Joseph wouldn't have got up, taken Mary, the child, fled to Egypt, and those murderers of those innocent children would have killed Jesus. What would that result have been? Moenie dit vergeet nie. Nie, geen Christen kan dit bekostig om ongehoorsaam te wees en te sondig. Wee vir jou. As God met jou praat en jy is ongehoorsaam.
Uyakwazi ukucabanga ukuthi bekuzohamba kanjani uma ngabe engamlalelanga uJosefa, bebezothatha umntwana, bebezombulala. Kanjalo nawe uma uNkulunkulu ekhuluma nawe, mlalele. Awukwazi ukuthi usenze isono, uNkulunkulu uzokuchitha maye kuwe.
If God speaks to you, obey at any cost. You can't be this. I've said it in Afrikaans a few times already. Jy kan dit nie bekostig om ongehoorsaam te wees. Wee vir jou as God met jou praat en jy luister nie.
Maye kuwe. Maye kuwe, ma uNkulunkulu ekhuluma nawe, ungamlaleli uyona ngalokho.
But praise God that Joseph was obedient.
Makabonga uNkulunkulu.
He took Mary, the child, and he fled to Egypt.
Ukuthi uJosefa walalela, wathatha uMaria nomntwana babalekela eGibhithe.
And that obedience saved the life of our Savior.
Loko kulalela kwasindisa impilo yomsindisi wethu.
Christian, for the rest of your life, learn this lesson. I've said it in Afrikaans a few times already. Jy kan dit nie bekostig om te sondig nie. You can't afford to sin because of the result.
Mntwana kaNkulunkulu, funda lesifundo maqondana nempilo yakho yonke. Awukwazi ukungamlaleli uNkulunkulu, kubiza kakhulu kakhulu ukungamlaleli.
Now in short, Joseph took the child and Mary went down to Egypt, and our Savior was saved.
UJosefa watatu Maria nomtwana baye kipite ngalokhu uJesu wasindiswa.
Just imagine if he would have been disobedient and the godless men of innocent children would have killed our Lord Jesus Christ.
Cabanga, uma bengakwenzanga, laba bantu baka Satan abangamesaba uNkulunkulu, bayo bambulala uJesu.
Dear Christian, never sin. God doesn't allow you.
Ungasenzi isono, uNkulunkulu akavumeli.
The consequences of that is too terrible. Not only that you will suffer, or your wife, or your children, many tens of thousands more can suffer because of it.
Impumela yokona kwakho kuzodala ukuthi kungahlupheki wena wedwa kodwa nabomndeni bakho nabanye abaningi.
Joseph took Mary, took the child off to Egypt, and that saved the life of our Savior.
UJosefa wathatha umntwana noMaria baye eGibhithe kwasindisa impilo yomsindisi wethu.
But if he would have been disobedient, what could the result have been?
Uma ngabe.
Never sin, child of God. It's not that you only will be doomed and damned, but many other people as well.
Uma bengalalelanga, ikube bekuzokwenzeka. Ungasenzi isono, ungangena esonweni, akuzohlupheka wena wedwa, nabanye abayintibintaha, abanye abantu.
Praise God, Joseph got up, took Mary, the child, and off they were, down to Egypt, and the life of our Savior was saved.
Magabongu uNkulunkulu, uJosefa walalela khona lapho. Watatu Maria, watatu mtuan, bashone kipite, uJesu wasinda ngalokho.
Just imagine if Joseph wouldn't have been obedient, what could have happened?
Uyakwazi ukucabanga ukuthi yini bekuzokwenzeka uma ngabe bengalalelanga uJoseph.
Nobody, niemand kan dit bekostig om ongehoorsam te wees. Luister wat die Here vir jou sê en doen dit. Anders weet jy nie wat die uitkoms sal wees.
Lalela lokhu uNkulunkulu akakushoyo kuwe. Ngale kwalokho awuyazi impumelo yokungalaleli kwakho.
But praise God, Joseph got up, took the mother, took the child, and went down to Egypt. That saved, humanly speaking, the life of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Magabongu uNkulunkulu, ukuthi uJosefa walalela khona lapho, watatu Maria, watatu mtwana, bashone eGibhithe, ngobubuntu, ikona lokho kwasindisa impilo kaJesu.
Dear child of God,
Twana kaNkulunkulu,
you can never afford to sin. Shun sin, run away from sin. You don't know what the outcome will be if you are disobedient.
Ungasenzi isono, sibalekele, sigweme, ngoba uyazi impumelelo yaso.
If Joseph wouldn't have been obedient, the Jesus child could have been killed and died prematurely. But thank God that there was a man like Joseph who obeyed God, and he didn't want to sin, and he was obedient.
Uma ngabe uJoseph bengalalelanga, uJesu bezobulawa. Kodwa makabonga uNkulunkulu, wayekhona indoda njengoJosepha, wamesaba uNkulunkulu, wangafuna ukusenza isono, wamlalela uNkulunkulu.
Dear friends, never forget, there's nothing as terrible and horrible than to sin. And nobody in this world, and no Christian, can afford to sin because of its deadly results.
Quinto embigabi, quinto enyanyegayo, uksenzi sono, ayikinto embi njenge sono, age kumtwana kankulunkulu, ongawazi ukuthi angene esonweni, ngoba kubiza kakhulu, ngenxa impumelo yaso.
Senlelubthongo yini?
Are you asleep?
Yezwa ukuthi akuvunyelwe ukuthi umuntu enze isono. Uma wenza isono, maye kuwe. Iqalekiso eziyokulandela emaqakeleni akho, maye kuwe.
Woe to you if you allow sin in your life. The curse of that sin will follow close upon your heels.
If Joseph wouldn't have taken the child and Mary and those godless men would have killed the Jesus child, can you imagine what the result would have been because of that?
Uma uJoseph bengathathanga umntwana noMaria baye eGibhithe, uyakwazi ukucabanga impumelelo yalokho ukuthi bekuzoba yini?
No person in this world can afford sinning, has got the right to sin, because you don't know what the outcome will be because of that.
Akekho umuntu emhlabeni wonke jikelele onelungelo lokona ngoba awuyazi imphumelelo yaleso sono ukuthi kuba yini.
But praise God, there was a man like Joseph. He was obedient. He took the child, he took the mother, and fled to Egypt. And because of that, the Jesus child was saved.
Kodwa makabonga uNkulunkulu ukuthi wayekhona indoda enjengoJosepha, wathatha uMaria nomntwana babalekela eGibhithe, ngalokho uJesu wasindiswa.
If he wouldn't have done that, what would the result have been?
Wasinda uma bengakwenzanga, bekuzokwenzekani?
How disastrous that could have been, that those bloodthirsty men of Jerusalem could have killed the Jesus child prematurely.
Isehlakalo esikhulu kangakanani uma ngabe bebezophumelela laba bantu abangababulali baka Herod bechitha igazi bebulala lomntwana.
Dear Christian friend, you never have the right to sin. You don't know what the outcome will be and what the result of the sin will be. If Joseph would have sinned and been disobedient, just imagine what could have been, what could have become of mankind.
Awunali lungelo lokona uma uJosepha bezowona. Cabanga imphumelo yalokho emhlabeni wonke nakusi sinto sonke.
If Jesus could have been killed because of Joseph's disobedience, just imagine what the result would have been in Joseph's life and how he would have stood before God.
UJosepha ubezoma kanjani phambi kwakho uNkulunkulu uma ngabe uHerod waphumelela ngokungalaleli kwakhe wabulala uJesu?
No Christian has got the right to sin.
Akekho okholwayo unelungelo lokona.
You don't know what the outcome will be because of it.
Ngoba uyazi imphumela yaleso sono.
But when God speaks, obey. Do what he says at whatever cost it may be.
Kodwa lapho uNkulunkulu ekhuluma nawe, mlalele noma kungakubizani, mlalele.
Joseph took the child, went down to Egypt, and by that the king, the godless king, couldn't kill Jesus.
UJosefa wathatha uMaria, wathatha umntwana, bashona eGibhithe. Ngalokho uHerod lenkosi engamisaba uNkulunkulu yahluleka.
That's why, dear Christian, for the rest of your life, never forget, God doesn't allow you to sin because of the consequences that may be disastrous for you, your children, your family circle, and a large number of mankind.
Ngakho ke mntwana kaNkuluNkulu, ungakhohle nanini impilweni yakho yonke ukuthi uNkuluNkulu akakuvumeli ukuba usenze isono. Kuzohlupheka hayi wena wedwa, hayi umndeni wakho kuphela, kodwa ngisho nabanye abantu baningi.
Kodwa uJoseph walalela, wathatha umntwana, wathatha unina, washona eGibhithe. UHerod wehluleka ukuyibulala ingane.
But Joseph was obedient. He took the child and his mother, escaped to Egypt, and Herod failed in what he wanted to do to destroy his life.
Never forget, child of God, for the rest of your life, God never allows you to sin because you don't know what the evil consequences of that sin will be.
Mntwana kaNkuluNkulu, impilweni yakho yonke, ungalibali ukuthi uNkuluNkulu akakuvumeli ukuba usenze isono, ngoba imphumelo embi yaleso sono kuyoba kubi kakhulu empilweni yakho.
If Joseph wouldn't have been obedient, imagine what the result could have been. How disastrous. And when you sin, you don't know what the outcome will be. Run away from sin.
Uma uJoseph bengalalelanga, cabanga impumelo embi kwalokho. Nawe uma usenza isono, ngakho ke balekela isono.
But by God's grace, Joseph took the child and the mother and fled to Egypt. And that godless king couldn't kill Jesus.
Ngomusa kaNkuluNkulu, uJosefa noko wathatha umntwana noma wakhe babalekele eGibhithe, inkosi le embi yahluleka.
For the rest of your life, dear Christian, God will never give you permission to sin. Run away from sin. Watch, pray, that God will keep you from sin because you don't know what the result will be of it, the outcome.
Impilo yakho yonke, balekele isono, uNkulunkulu akakuvumeli, akakunikeza imvumelo, imvumo ukuthi usenze isono. Ngakho ke linda, uthandaze, ubalekele isono.
Joseph was obedient. The life of Jesus was saved. He took Mary, the child, and fled to Egypt. For the rest of your life, God will never give you permission to sin. Woe to you if you sin. You'll pay a terrible price for it.
UJosefa wathatha umntwana noma wakhe uMaria baye eGibhithe. UNkulunkulu akakuvumeli ukuba usenze isono, maye kuwe imphumelo embi empilweni yakho uma ngabe usenze.
Ababulali beza, uJesu bungasekho, usemukile.
When the murderers got there, Jesus had escaped. He was gone.
How wonderful when that when those soldiers came and Jesus wasn't there anymore to be killed.
We are mangalisa lapho lababulali beqhamuka uJesu wayengasekho ngaleso sikhathi.
Now, dear Christian friend, for the rest of your life, remember you're not allowed to sin. God doesn't allow you to sin. Niemand kan dit bekostig. You can't afford sinning. My way you will end if you sin.
Kumbula manje, impilo yakho yonke, uNkulunkulu akakuniki ivumo ukuba wone maye kuwe imphumela yalokho kona kwakho.
Praise God for a man like Joseph. He got up, took the mother, took the child, and fled to Egypt. If he wouldn't have been obedient, how terrible the outcome could have been.
Magabongu uNkulunkulu nokho uJosefa walalela wathatha umntwana noMaria bashonele eGibhite basinda ngalokho.
But Joseph took Mary, the child, and fled to Egypt. And when those soldiers came to kill the Jesus child, he had escaped.
Bashonele eGibhite uJoseph wathatha uMaria nomntwana lapho sebeqhamuka babulali bebengasekho.
When you've accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, it's glorious. It's the best. But immediately the devil will try his level best to kill the child. Watch, pray, be obedient to God. Otherwise, the devil will succeed in killing your Jesus.
Uma ngabe umamukela uJesu empilweni yakho, kuyamangalisa. Akukho kumnandi okudlula lokho. Kodwa khona lapho uqaphela, nangu uSathane useduze ufuna ukuzingela impilo yalomntwana.
And when those powers came to kill Jesus, he had escaped. Don't allow the devil to kill your Jesus child. It's glorious that you've met with Jesus and accepted him. But it's terrible if your Jesus should be killed by the hands of godless men, bloodthirsty men.
Ungavumeli uSathane ukuba abulale lo mntwana onguJesu empilweni yakho.
It's marvelous if you found Jesus, but it's a tragedy if you lose him again and he's been killed.
Kuyamangalisa ukuthi wamfumana uJesu umntwana kodwa kuyadabukisa uma uSathane ephumelela ukumbulala.
Thank God for Joseph. He took Mary, he took the child off to Egypt. And when those bloodthirsty men came, killing innocent children, the life of Jesus was saved.
Magabongu uNkulunkulu ngokulalela kaJosefa, wathatha uMaria nomntwana bashona eGibhite, lapho sebeqhamuka ababulale, laba bantu bafuna igazi, uJesu wayengasekho.
Dear friends, Jesus will never allow a Christian to sin because of the awful consequences.
Zihlobo, uJesu ngeke avumele umuntu okholwayo ukuba one ngenxa yemphumelo embi yalokho.
But to make a long story short, for the rest of your life, don't forget, God doesn't allow you to sin. Wherever you are, wherever you go, he doesn't allow you to sin. You can't afford sinning. The results are too terrible.
UJesu uNkulunkulu akakuvumeli noma ikuphi lapho uya khona, noma yini ukuba usenze isono wona empilweni yakho ngoba iphumele yalokho kubi kakhulu kunalokho kwazi ukucabanga.
May all Christians in the world understand God doesn't allow anybody to sin because the results are disastrous.
Bonke abakholwa emhlabeni wonke jikelele mabaqonde lokhu ukuthi uNkulunkulu abavumeli ukuthi bangene esonweni ngoba iphumele yalokhu kubi kakhulu kunalokhu ungacabanga.
But praise God for Joseph. He obeyed. When God spoke to him, he did what God told him. And that's why the life of the Lord Jesus in his life wasn't killed.
Magabongu uNkulunkulu ngoJosefa, wamlalelayo uNkulunkulu, ngokulalela kwakhe, uJesu akabulawanga waphepha.
If Jesus speaks to you, obey him. You can't but obey. You can't it be cost of me. Nobody can afford it. It's disastrous if you sin and you don't do what God tells you to do.
Lapho uNkulunkulu ekhuluma nawe inkosi uJesu mlalele akwazi ukuthi ungamlaleli kumele ukuba umlalele ngoba uma ungena esonweni impumelelo yalokho kube kakhulu.
To be saved is marvelous. To accept Jesus is wonderful. But if you are disobedient, your Jesus will die in your life. And maybe not only you, but many other people will have to bear the consequences.
Ukusindiswa kuyamangalisa ukumthola uJesu kodwa uma ungamlaleli uNkulunkulu lo Jesu umtholile uzobhujiswa empilweni yakho kuzohlupheka hayi wena wedwa ngisho nabanye abaningi.
Jesus doesn't allow any Christian in this world to sin. If you sin, woe to you. You don't know what the terrible consequences will be. That's why be obedient. Do what God tells you. You'll save Jesus, the child in your life and in your future life.
Lalela uNkulunkulu. UNkulunkulu akakuvumeli ukuba wone kodwa umlalele uNkulunkulu. Lo Jesu uzosinda empilweni yakho nakulikusasa lakho.
How marvelous that Joseph was obedient. He saved Jesus' life, Mary's life.
Ngokulalela kaJosefa, yasinda impilo kaJesu nempilo kaMaria.
Jesus wouldn't have been killed prematurely.
UJesu wangabulawa phambi kwesikhathi.
When God speaks to you, obey.
Ngakho-ke uma uNkulunkulu ekhuluma nawe
mlalele. If God speaks you, obey. No Christian can afford being disobedient. When Jesus speaks, do what he tells you, because the results are disastrous.
Mlalele uNkulunkulu, uma inkosi uJesu ukhuluma nawe mlalele ngale kwalokho kubi kakhulu.
Joseph got up, took the child, took Mary and fled, and they saved Jesus from dying prematurely.
UJosefa wavuka khona lapho, wathatha umntwana, wathatha uMaria, babalekela eGibhite, ngalokho uJesu wasinda.
God doesn't allow any Christian to sin, and he'll never do it because of the evil consequences.
uNkulunkulu akakuvumeli ukuba usenze isono umntwana kaNkulunkulu ngeke akuvumele futhi ngenxa yomphumela embi yalokho.
Joseph obeyed, he saved the child, and just think what would have happened if Jesus would have been killed by those bloodthirsty soldiers and he would have died prematurely.
uJosefa walalela wayisindisa impilo kaJesu. Cabanga nje ukuthi bekuzohamba kanjani uma laba bantu begaze bebephumelela ukubulala uJesu.
And out of this, learn this lesson. Never in your life God will give you this right to sin.
Funda ke lesi sifundo ngalokho. UNkulunkulu empilweni yakho yonke akakuvumeli ukuba usenze isono.
Because the result of that will be disastrous.
Ngoba imphumela yalokho kuyoba kubi kakhulu.
If Joseph wouldn't have fled and the child would have been killed, can you imagine such a thing happening?
Uyakwazi ukucabanga ukuthi uma uJoseph wangalalela wabula uJesu ukuthi bekuzoba into enjani.
If God speaks to you, do what he tells you. You can't afford being disobedient.
NgoNkulunkulu ekhuluma nawe, mlalele.
No matter what it costs.
Akusho lutho ukuthi kubizani.
You'll just experience heartbreaking things if your Jesus should be killed by that godless ruler in Jerusalem.
Uzohlangana nokudabukisayo empilweni yakho kodwa uma ngabe uHerod ephumelela ukumbulala uJesus.
But Joseph, by being obedient, he saved the Jesus child.
Kodwa uJoseph ngokulalela kwakhe wayesindisa impilo yenkosi uJesu.
If he wouldn't have obeyed, how terrible it would have been and could have been.
Kodwa uma bengalalelanga bekuzoba kubi kangakanani.
For the rest of your life, don't forget, God doesn't allow somebody to sin. No Christian in this world is allowed to sin because of the awful consequences of it.
Kodwa impilo yakho yonke khumbula lokho ungakhohlwa nanini uNkulunkulu akakuvumeli ukuba usenze isono ngenxa yiphumelelo.
For a man like Joseph, when God spoke, take the child, take the mother, flee to Egypt, he got up and did that.
Makabonga uNkulunkulu ukuthi washo kuJoseph, thatha umntwana manje noma wakhe ushone eGibhithe wamlalela.
If he wouldn't have been obedient, what could the consequences have been?
Uma bengamlalelanga, imphumela yalokho bekuzoba yikuphi?
Dear Christian, no matter what happens, no matter where you are, God doesn't allow you to sin. Shun sin, because it brings awful consequences with it.
Mntwana kaNkulunkulu, akusho lutho ukuthi ukuphi? Kodwa balekela isono ngenxa yemphumelo embi yesono empilweni yakho.
We praise God for Joseph.
Siyambonga uNkulunkulu ngoJoseph.
He obeyed.
Walalela.
He did what God tell him. You, for the rest of your life, be obedient. Otherwise, the outcome will be this terrible.
Nawe kanjalo. Impilo yakho yonke mlalela uNkulunkulu ngale kwalokho ungalindela okubi.
Joseph took the child, took Mary and fled, and the life of Jesus was saved.
Kodwa uJoseph wathatha umntwana noMaria babalekela eGibhithe wasinda umntwana.
So you as well be like Joseph, a man of God, obedient. If God speaks, do what he tells you at any cost.
Nawe mfuzi uJosefa, uma uNkulunkulu ekhuluma nawe, mlalele noma kungabizani.
God never gives a man the right to sin.
uNkulunkulu nanini unika umuntu imvume ukuba one.
He expects you to be obedient and to do what he tells you.
Kodwa ukulalela ukulindele ukuba umlalele ukwenza lokho akakushoyo.
Do what God says, and you'll live, and you'll save the child's life as well.
Mlalela uNkulunkulu, uyophila wena nalomntwana uyosinda naye.
Now, dear friends, I'm drawing to an end. Never in your life will God allow you to sin. He'll never do it because of its evil consequences.
Nanini, uNkulunkulu yokuvumela ukuba wone empilweni yakho ngenxa yemphumelo embi yalokho kona.
No man is allowed to sin.
Akekho uvunyelwe ukuba one.
If God speaks, be obedient. Do what he tells you. Otherwise, the consequences will be terrible.
Ma uNkulunkulu ekhuluma nawe, mlalele.
Joseph saved the life of the child, saved the life of his mother, and his own life. And you do the same.
UJosepha wasindisa impilo yomntwana, nempilo kama womntwana, nempilo yakhe, nawe wenza kanjalo.
God will never allow any Christian to sin. That's why shun sin, run away from it.
UNkulunkulu akakuvumeli umntwana kaNkulunkulu ukuba wone, ngakho ke balekela isono.
Because of his obedience, the life of the child was saved, the mother was saved, and he was saved.
Ngokulalela kwakhe kwasindiswa impilo yomntwana noma womntwana.
But how terrible would it have been if he had been disobedient? And the life of Jesus would have been murdered.
Because wagubi gangaganani umangabe bengalaleli uJesu wayezobulawa.
But he got up, took the child, took the mother, fled to Egypt, and the life of Jesus was saved. So you as well, be obedient, do what God tells you. You and the life of Jesus will be saved. And many more.
Kodwa walalela wathatha umntwana nonina umntwana bayegibhide basinda kanjalo nawe umlalela uNkulunkulu uyosinda nawe nalomntwana empilweni yakhe.
He got up, took the mother, took the child and fled to Egypt. That saved Jesus' life. You as well. Take Jesus, take what he tells you and you live.
Wasukuma wavuka wathatha umntwana nonina umntwana bayegibhide nawe kanjalo thatha umntwana umlalela uJesu kuloko.
And when those godless people came to shed innocent blood, the child was saved, had escaped.
Lapho lababulali beqhamuka sebefuna ukuchitha igazi lakhe bembulala wayengasekho wayesephephile.
Dear friends, there's no future for us if we don't obey God.
He'll
never give you the right to sin. You'll die because of your sin. With your Jesus and with your family.
Uma singamlalela uNkulunkulu uyofa wena ngesono sakho kanye nomndeni wakho.
Obey what God tells you. Be obedient, then you live. And the blessing will be yours.
Uyophila futhi uyobusiseka.
Remember, God will never give a Christian the right to sin because of its evil consequences. If Jesus speaks, do what he tells you. Don't be disobedient. Obey and you live. The life of Jesus was saved. Those bloodthirsty men came. They had no power over him. He had escaped.
Ngeke uNkulunkulu akuvumele ukuba wone. Mlalela uNkulunkulu njengoba benza bona. Mase beqhamuka laba babulali. Bebenganawo amandla phezu kwakhe ngoba wayengasekho.
Dear friend, God will never give you the right to sin. Don't sin. Run away from sin. Live for God. And he'll bless you. And the whole humankind will be blessed because of you.
Ungasenzi isono, balekela isono, uyobusiseka wena nesintu sonke.
Nobody in this world will get permission to sin. Don't sin. And the consequences will be terrible. Do what Jesus tells you. Live for him. Be obedient. Do what he says, and you live.
Ungasenzi sono, mlalela uJesu, wenza lokho akakushoyo, konake uzophila.
Now, for the rest of your life, don't forget, God will never give a man the right to sin.
Nkulunkulu ngeke akunike imvumo yokona, ungakukhohlwa lokho impilo yakho yonke.
Flee from sin.
Balekela isono.
Just live for God, be obedient to him, do what he tells you, then you'll be safe.
Mlalela uNkulunkulu, yenza lokho akakushoyo, khona ke iyophepha.
Now, for every Christian, God will never allow you to sin. If you sin, the result will be disastrous. If Joseph would have sinned and not done what God has told him, how terrible it would have been in this world.
UNkulunkulu akakuniki imvumo ukuba wone uma ngabe uJosefa ubengalalelanga wona cabanga
imphumela. But because he obeyed God, he lived. The child lived. Everything went well. So with you as well. Shun evil. Run away from sin. Don't sin. And things will go well with you.
Ngokulalela kwakhe konke kuhambe kahle kanjalo uma ubalekela isono umlalela uNkulunkulu kuzokuhambela kahle empilweni yakho.
Dear friends, in closing, do what God tells you. Don't sin. And God will bless you.
Ngokuphetha, lalela uNkulunkulu, ungasenzi isono, uNkulunkulu uyokubusisa.
Otherwise, you'll lose your Jesus. You lose your life of faith.
Ngalekwa lokho uzolahlekela uJesu, ulahlekela uphilo kwakho kokukholwa.
So God tells you today, for the rest of your life, he'll never give you permission to sin. Flee from sin. Live for him in holiness. Be obedient to him. And he'll bless you and all those that are in contact with you.
Namhlanje uNkulunkulu ukutshela lokho ukuthi mlalele ungasenzi isono phila impilo engcwele wenze lokho akushoyo uyokubusisa wena nabo bonke abathintene nawe.
Abantu ababi beza ukuzobulala umntwana, umntwana ubesephephile. NoJesu wakho uzophepha. Nawe uzophepha. Umphilele. Ukwenze lokho akushoyo, ikusasa lakho liyoba lihle. Uma kungenjalo, loba libi.
When these murderers came there, the child had escaped through Joseph's obedience, and so will you escape, and the child in you, and God will bless you, and all those who are in contact with you.
Be obedient to what God tells you. You'll live, the child will live, you'll be blessed, but never sin. God doesn't allow you to sin.
Lalela uNkulunkulu, uyobusiseka ngalokho, kodwa ungasenzi isono, uNkulunkulu akakuvumeli lokho.
Do what Jesus tells you, and you'll live.
Kwenza lokho uJesu akushoyo, khona uyophila.
Now in closing, for the rest of your life, God will never give you the right to sin. That's why shun evil, fear God, do what he tells you, and your future will be bright, and God will be with you, and bless you, and all those that have got to do with you.
Mesaba uNkulunkulu, umlalele, ungasenzi isono, kodwa usibalekele, uNkulunkulu uyokubusisa, ikusasa lakho liyoba lihle. Nabo bonke abaxhumene nawe bayobusiseka.
I'm closing now. For the rest of your life, God won't give you permission to sin. Fear him, walk with him, do what he tells you, and then your life will be a blessing to you, your family, and all mankind.
Mlalela uNkulunkulu uhambe naye ubalekele insono uyobusiseka nabo bonke abaxhumene nawe.
Balekele isono kwenze lokho akushoyo kuwe uNkulunkulu mlalele uzoba kuhle kuwe nakulabo bantu abathintana nawe.
Listen to God, obey him, do what he says. It will go well with you and all those who are in contact with you.
UJesu wakho keke abulawe uzophila njalo uma umgcina naye uzogcina.
And your Jesus will never be killed. God will keep him and he'll keep you as well.
Khumbula into yodwa, uKristu uNkulunkulu keke avumele ukuthi uwone ngoba ngokona kwakho uJesu wakho uzolimala. Nawo zolimala nabantu abathintana nawe bazolimala.
And let's remember one thing, that you need to be obedient and not sin, otherwise your Jesus will be harmed and destroyed, and you will be harmed, and others in contact with you will be harmed.
Kuhle ukuhlangana noJesu kodwa linda thandaza qaphelisisa ukuba kungabikho okuzomlimaza. Now uzogcina ungalimali kuze kube gcineni kuyoba kuhle kuwe.
It's wonderful to meet with Jesus, but now you need to be watchful and on your guard, and then he will keep you and he'll keep the child in your life.
Sengiyavala. UNkulunkulu keke akunike ilungelo lokona. Balekela ukubi.
God doesn't give you permission to sin. Flee from sin. Do what Jesus tells you and you will live.
You'll
meet up with what is good. Your life will be a blessing. And all those in contact with you will be blessed. May God be with you.
Niphathe kahle umntwana, naye uzoniphatha kahle, nizophila, nezizwe zonke emhlabeni ziyophila ngawe.
Look after the child, and he will look after you, and you will live, and all the nations because of you.
Asithandaze.
Let us pray.
Nkosi Jesu, nampa abantu bakho.
Lord Jesus, here are your children. Help them.
Bakuphathe kahle.
That they will look after you.
Balinde bathandaze uSathane angatholi indawo.
And watch and pray that Satan might find no room. Work in a wonderful way.
Ngaphezu kokucela nokucabanga kwethu.
Above our asking and thinking.
Amen.
Amen.